Okay, today's daf is Tzadik Daled. We are on Tzadik Gimel and Beis, three lines on the bottom. My current day's daf is Zeicha Nishmas. My uncle, Rav Shmuel Aaron Ben Ephraim Fishel, Rav Aaron Fruchter, who's your tzad, is today. And Zeicha Nishmas, my grandfather, Rav David Meir Ben Rav Shmuel, who's your tzad, is also today. They are unrelated, but both your tzads are today. So, Gemara says, Itmar. We have a machlokas in the base measures. Kotel shebein shtei chatzeros shenafel. So I have a wall that separated two chatzeros, which means that these two chatzeros are usher to each other. They can't make an eruv together. So I guess they made an eruv amongst, you know, each one made their own eruv, right? So, but there was no opening between them. They weren't able to make the eruv. So Rav, and it fell on Shabbos. We discussed this a few times going back. The eruv fell on Shabbos. Now what's the story? Rav Amar, Ein Mitalteilin Bo Ela Arba Amos. Rav said the two chatzeros are now forbidden for carrying in their own chatzer more than Dalet Amos. They get to the end of this Carmelis. By Rashi says, Rav Amar, Ein Mitalteilin Bo Ela Arba. He says, Rav Lesle Ho Ovo Hutra Hutra. Rav does not hold, Rashi says, the idea that since it was Mutter on the onset of Shabbos, it remains Mutter. Ukechad Chatzer Lo Mashvin Alei. And we don't view them now as one chatzer. To Kaimelon, because we know, Chatzer shlo irva, if a chatzer doesn't make an eruv, divrei akol mitatlin besocho kalim sheshasa bavira, you can carry the kalim that were in there before Shabbos, right? But aval hacha beis reshios hausura zomizohayu. These were two reshios that before Shabbos were made things usher to each other because they had the wall. So Rav says you have all the milos, you can't carry now when the wall falls down, except for dalamos like a carmelis. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Zemitatel ad ikar mechitza, zemitatel ikar mechitza. What you can do is you can carry up to the point where the wall was. Right? Rashi says zemitatel ikar mechitza, make kidemikara. You're good to go as you were before. You have 52 separating chatzeros. Tamrinan, Rashi says, hoel v'hutra hutra. And since it is mutter, since on the onset of Shabbos, it remains mutter throughout Shabbos. Ubekliya bayis kamer Shmuel. And Shmuel says you're talking about even the kalim from the houses can go into the chatzer, right? The eiv is shaftu b'chatzer. If you're talking about the kalim that were in the chatzer himself, Shmuel would hold like Rav Shimon, who says that even if you don't make an eiv between one chatzer and the other chatzer, you're still allowed to carry from the kalim that were in that chatzer on Shabbos. So the main machlokas here is called b'chutzer or not. The hadar Rav and the fact that Rav said that kotos ben chatzeros that fell. You're not allowed to carry Arba Amos, he didn't state it explicitly. Rather, Ela Mechlel Itmar. We learned it out from something that happened. We learned it out from the story. The Rav Shmuel, the Hava Yasri, Ba'ahu Chatzer. Rav Shmuel were sitting in this certain Chatzer, and lo and behold, Nafal Guda, the Beini Beini. The wall between this Chatzer and the other Chatzer fell down. So, Amalu Shmuel, Shmuel says to his Talmidim, Shekulu Glima Nagiduba, go take some talus or a curtain, and put it over the area where the wall was. Close up the gap with the curtain. Rashi's going to say, because of tzniusa, because you want to carry. He says, just close it up with the curtains because of the problems of, because you're going to make it private. But what happens is a hadrinu Rav la'ape. Rav basically, you know, rolled his eyes at him. He turned his face away from him. And Amrelu Shmuel, so Shmuel says to his Talmidim, which is interesting here, he says, ikapit abba. If Abba, meaning the master, is makbid on this, shikulo himeni v'kitrubo, take his belt and use it to carry to hang up. Meaning he's wrong. Take his belt and use his belt to help me hang up the curtain. Force him to do it my way. So the Gemara says, l'shmuel lam leha. So why does Shmuel have to put this up? If Shmuel says that the wall falls down, he's still able to carry. Why does Shmuel say put the wall up? So I thought you put the curtain up just to make sure no one passes from one to the other. But he says over here, Ha'amar zemetatel ikar mechitza, zemetatel ikar mechitza. You're still good to go as you had beforehand. So he says, Shmuel avid litzniyusa ba'alma. Shmuel wanted to do it again for tzniyus purposes, just to make sure because people use their chatzer for things that we do inside our house. So make a division so it's more tzniyah. If Rav thought that this was Usser, why did he just like turn his face away? Why did he just say something? So Rav was Shmuel, say something. I think you're wrong. He says, Asur de Shmuel Hava. We were in Shmuel's town. Basically, we're in Naharda, which is Shmuel's town. So Rav didn't want to say anything. So Ihaki, my time, I do not pay. So if we're in Shmuel's town and you can't do anything, because he can't argue with Shmuel and Shmuel's down. So why did he even make this turn his face away? He should just, grin and bear it. He says, the low name of Shmuel Srile. Didn't want anyone to get the misconception that he actually holds like Shmuel. So he's walking a fine line. He can't really argue too explicitly with Shmuel, but he wants to make sure that people see that he doesn't necessarily agree. So what he does is he makes some sort of gesture, turns his face, doesn't say anything, but makes it clear that he's not in agreement with what's going on. So what was the issue? Rashi says that the issue was, Adina Rav Vape, Dikasavar, Asla Taltal Asadin Shabasocha. Rashi said that Rav just felt that it was usher to carry these curtains. But this Tosos on Daf Mem Dalid says that the problem over here was is that by putting up the curtains, you're making mechitza on Shabbos. You're making mechitza on Shabbos, you're making an ol arai. And that's what he felt was the problem. So why doesn't Rashi say that way? Because it goes back to this machlokas that Rashi Tosos have throughout, is what's considered making the mechitza arai. Rashi says in order to make a mechitza, you have to roof it. You have to put a roof on it. Here you're not putting a roof on it, you're just putting up the walls. So Rashi can't say that we're talking about the mechitza. Tosos says, an ol arai is just making the walls itself. So the Tosfos can say that the problem here is that you're making the walls. Okay. Next Mishnah. So this Mishnah is very... the Gemara is going to ask right away. The Mishnah doesn't seem to make sense at the outset, and the Gemara have to make ukimtas as to what the case is in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Chatzer shenif mishal l'resush arabim. So the chatzer that has a wall, and the wall breaks down, either it completely breaks down or more than 10 amos breaks down, so because it's up to 10 amos, it's just an opening, just a doorway, it's not a breach. So the chatzer is breached into the Rishus HaRavim. Tanakhama says, Hamachnis mitochel Rishus HaYachid. If you then carry from the Rishus, from the chatzer into another Rishus HaYachid, Omer Rishus HaYachid Asocha, or from Rishus HaYachid to it, Chayev, you're Chayev all of a sudden for carrying. Rav asks right away, wait a second, the wall falls down, and now the chutzah turns into a Rishus HaRavim. The chutzah is a Rishus HaYachid. So now the wall falls down, and you see if you carry from one Rishus HaYachid into this chutzah, all of a sudden you're chayiv. That's Doraisa. What changed this into a Rishus HaYachid, into a Rishus HaRavim all of a sudden? The Chacham Amar Chacham say, no, mitocha, if you carry from the chutzah to Rishus HaRavim, Rishus HaRavim mitocha, potter, you'd be potter, and you should karmless. The wall falls down, the chutzah gets a din of a karmless, so carrying from any other Rishus into it, or from it to any other Rishus, it's potter. Pater means pater of alasser. That is the chachamim. So the Gemara says right away, Rabbi Lezer, according to you, Rabbi Lezer, mishum de nifritza, because the wall falls down, l'rishus harabim habile? Mishum de nifritza l'rishus harabim, habile l'rishus harabim? If the one wall falls down, opening into the rishus harabim, now all of a sudden the chatzar gets a din of rishus harabim? How does that work? When you need people traversing in there, you have all certain rules. Where are all the people? This is a Rishus HaYachid. I'll be a Rishus HaYachid that the wall fell down, but you transfer it now into a Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara says, that's the case. Rabbi Lezer Tamei. Rabbi Lezer goes L'shita So. The Tanya, we learn a Braiser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Rabim Sheberu Derech La'atzmon, Masheberu Baru. If the Rabbim make an easement, and they have a right of way over a certain passage, even let's say it's the Rishus HaYachid, it belongs to a certain person, and the Rabbim have decided and they've made this easement across this person's private property, that private property is now considered belonging to the Rabbim, and it would be belong to the Rabbim, be Rishus HaRabbim. So here we're going to be saying that that they were cornered this area where the wall fell down, and therefore they're cornered this area where the wall falls down, it gets to the dinner of Rishus HaRabbim. So talking about, I guess, that area where the wall fell down. The Gemara says, Ini, is that really the case that if the Rabbim just decide to walk on an area, it becomes Rishus HaRabbim? We said, Vaha Amar Rav Gidla Marav, we qualified that statement, Vuhu Sha'avdil Lehem Derech Oso Sada. The only time the Rabbim, it has to be a situation where historically the Rabbim had a rights in this area. Then somehow someone, I don't know what happened, they put up a wall to prevent them. Then the wall falls down, then they regain their right. You can't all of a sudden just create the right of the Rabbim. So in this case here, it was a chatzer. It was a walled in chatzer. The Rabbim had no right to be walking anywhere. And then the wall falls down, and now we're going to give it to the Rabbim because they start walking there. And that's not how it works. So Gemara says, wait a second, maybe v'chitei mahachanami. Maybe you say that's the case. He goes, she'avdil hamderech also chatzer. That's what it was. It was initially, there was an argument, it happens between neighbors, initially there was an argument between the Bnei Rishus HaRabim and the owner of the Chatzer, as to whether or not this certain area belonged to the Chatzer, belonged to the Rabim, and the Rabim used to always walk there. One night, the guy comes up and he puts up a wall. Now he puts up the wall. Now the Rabbim are prevented from walking there. Then suddenly the wall falls down. So the Rabbim are reasserting their rights. If they're reasserting their rights, then they get the rights. So that area where the wall was and now fell down is Rishus HaRabbim. Because the Rabbim were just reasserting their rights before. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But how that doesn't make sense. Because based on what we're saying right now, the Machlokas should be in our Mishnah as to whether or not that area where the wall is Rishus HaRabbim. But look at the words of the Mishnah. The words of the Mishnah said, that Rabbi Lezer said, if you carry from it to another Rishus HaYachid, or Rishus HaYachid into it, which means the entire Chatzer is now being viewed, based on the language, you view the entire Chatzer as Rishus HaRabbim. According to what you just explained it, only that area where the Rabbim had a right that they're reasserting, that should be the Rishus HaRabbim. So see that inside. V'ha'amar Rabbi Chanina, ad makom mechitza machlokas. The machlokas is all the way up to the place where they have the mechitza. And you're telling me, you're explaining it, the machlokas should only be about that area where they have the right, which is the area of the wall. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ema al mikom mechitza machlokas. Change the dalet to a lamed and say that the machlokas is about ad mikom mechitza machlokas. The machlokas is only about the area where the mechitza was. Because that is the area where the rabbim initially had the right to walk. The guy puts up the wall falls down, the Rabbim are reasserting their right in that area gets the status of Rishus HaRabbim, the rest of the Chatzah would probably be considered a Karmelis, and therefore if you carry from Rishus HaYachid to that area where the wall once was, or you carry from the area where the wall once was to Rishus HaYachid, then you would be Chayef, but the rest of it, you wouldn't be Chayef. Ibais Ema, or you can say, another answer, the question is, how does this area turn into a Rishus HaRabbim? It's a Chatzah. We're talking about the sides, right? It's this hybrid area, the sides of the Rishus HaRabbim, right? We're talking about that. So I guess there's an area that's in between the Rishus, it's used, I guess, by the people who walk. The Rabbi Lezer Savar, Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim, Rishus HaRabbim Dami. The Rabbanan Savar, Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim, Lav Rishus HaRabbim Dami. We're talking about these side areas. Like Rashi says, the Ibais Ema, we know where the mechitza is. These side areas that are used, they're considered as Rishus HaRabbim. So the wall falls down, or that area falls down, and now it's exposed. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if the whole machlokas as to whether or not we say Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim or consider Rishus HaRabbim or not, so have the machlokas about Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim. Why do you have to come up with this convoluted case of the wall falling down? We recognize where the wall is now used by the... Just talk about a case of Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim. So Gemara says, if their machlokas was stated only explicitly about Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim, then we would one might have thought, ki pligi Rabbanan le Rabbi Lezer, when did Rabbanan argue and say that Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim are not considered Rishus HaRabbim? Hani mili hecha di ika chipufe. That's only if you have these chipufe, like these bumpers, like these pylons that separate. So the case would be, where you have the Rishus HaRabbim, then you have like these bumpers or pylons lined up, and then you have these other, in between the wall and the pylons is an area. So maybe the Rabbanan would only argue in that case because it's very difficult and say that area between the wall and the pylons is not going to be considered Rishus HaRabbim because it's difficult to get from the Rishus HaRabbim over the bumpers. But, if you didn't have these bumpers, maybe the Rabbanan would agree that those see the Rishus HaRabbim would be Rishus HaRabbim. Kamashma, in our case, that's not the din. Even when there are no bumpers, there is no separation, but you have an area that is used by it's the size of the Rishus HaRabbim, they're going to still hold that the Rabbanan is still going to hold, and it's easy access to get to, the Rabbanan is still going to hold that it's not considered Rishus HaRabbim. That's our case. Right, Rashi says, Hani mili hecha di ika chifufe. He says, Stam tzidei Rishus HaRabbim. Most cases of Rishus HaRabbim, ika chifufi. You have these chifufim, which are noatsim yisedos, avon abidolos, some lakotos, lo yizgigul koronos. You put these walls and these pegs in the ground so that people don't rub up against the wall to ruin the wall. And the airspace between the pegs and the wall is considered Tzidei Rishus HaRabbim. Over here, the Rabbanan would say that they would say this is not a Rishus HaRabbim. That was a hefsek. Abal hacha ema mogalei. But here maybe they would agree. Kamash malan that no. Here they would not. They disagree as well. There's no anything that's a tzid of Rishus HaRabim. If it's not actually part of the delineated border of the Rishus HaRabim, it's not going to be considered Rishus HaRabim. So again, the Gemara asks today, okay, wait a second. So they see the Rishus HaRabim, so now again, the machlokas is going to be only about that area. So the Gemara says, v'ham mitocha ka'amar. It says mitocha in the Mishnah again, which means we're talking about the entire chatzer. You carry from within it to Rishus HaYochin. Within it means the entire chatzer. So the Gemara says, no, Aydi the Amar abana mitocha, Amar ihi nam mitocha. Since Rabbi Lezer says the word mitocha because the Rabbanan used the word mitocha. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. That doesn't make sense anyway on the Rabbanan. Let's just think about it. According to this answer, Rabbi Lezer is only talking about the Tzidit Rishus HaRabim, and the Rabbanan and the Seifa answer him, mitocha. Why answer about mitocha? He's only talking about the Tzidit Rishus HaRabim. He's only talking about a certain area. And you start talking about the entire chatzer. The Gemara says, Rabbanan, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Tzidit Rishus HaRabim. He's talking about Tzidit Rishus HaRabim. He's only arguing to say that those, if you carry from Rishus HaYachin into the Tzidit Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be chayiv. Umahajulei innu mitocha. And he says mitocha. Rabbi Lezer agrees mitocha is not going to be the Rishus HaRabim. He's only saying that sides are going to be the Rishus HaRabim. So why are you using the word mitocha? The Gemara answers, hachi ka'amrulei. This is what Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer. This is what Rabbanan say to Rabbi Lezer. Mi gla kamol dislan. Do you not agree to us? Hecha dim titel mitocha l'Rishus HaRabim, that if a person carries from within inside this breached chatzer into Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim l'tocha, the putter, he would be putter. Why? Bipnei shik karmelis, because it's considered a karmelis. So tzidei nami loshna, the area on the side that's very close to Rishus HaRabim, there's no difference. Why are you making a difference between the edge of this chatzer and the entire part of the chatzer? So Rabbi Lezer answers, I'll give you an answer. Rabbi Lezer, Hasam lo kadarsi l'rabim, hafet l'rasi l'rabim. Big difference. The rabbim don't walk into the chatzer, but the rabbim do walk on the side of the chatzer, the tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So I'm going to give the tzidei Rishus HaRabim the din of Rishus HaRabim, and I'm not going to give the chatzer the din of a rabbim. I'm going to give the chatzer the din of the karmel. So I agree with you that inside the chatzer itself to outside is only going to be putter al aser, but the sides where the rabbim actually walk, the tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that is going to be get on the status of the Rishus HaRabim. Either because it is the rabbim reasserting their rights, or because it's viewed as the tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and that's the machlokas between Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Next Mishnah. Chatzer shenifritza, it's a machlokas in the gear, so if we say Rishus HaRabim or not, but we have it, so it's chatzer shenifritza Rishus HaRabim, mishdei ruchoseha. So you have a chatzer that two walls from two sides of it, fell, I guess, into the Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi says, Chatzer shenifritza b'shabes l'Rishus HaRabim. V'chein bayis shenifratz mishdei ruchosav. Also, you have a house that two walls of it fell down and breached into the Chatzer. So now the house, so in the first case, the Chatzer is now open to the Rishus HaRabim. In the second case, now the house is open into the Chatzer. V'chein mavoy, and also a mavoy, shenitlu korosav o l'chayav. It should be lechayav, not it should be one issue with the girsa. Because you either need a korah, one korah, one lechi. So it's not lechiyav, it should be lechiyah. Okay, so if it's the mavoy that the korah or the lechi falls off on Shabbos, mutarim ba'oso Shabbos. There's still mutter to carry there on that Shabbos. We're saying hol v'hutra, hutra, right? However, va'asurim la'asid lavo. But next week you got a problem. Next week you got to fix it. Divei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says hol v'hutra, hutra. Rashi says mutarim la'Shabbos. Then you're good to go. But the Asid Lava Rashi says the Shabbos Haba. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says, in Mutar also Shabbos, if it's going to be Mutar for that Shabbos, then Mutar Asid Lava, it's going to be good forever. The Im Asurim Asid Lava, if it's no good for the future Shabbosim, then it's Asurim also Shabbos. Then it's going to be Asur for that Shabbos as well. Rabbi Yossi is just saying you have to be consistent. The question is which way he's going. Gemara later on, and tomorrow's Dav is going to say, that Rav Yossi's kavanah is to be machmir. Basically what he's saying is that since you can't, we know for sure you can't use it next Shabbos, once it's ruined for next Shabbos, you clearly can't use it for this Shabbos either. It's either good or it's no good. You don't have the, I guess he doesn't have this idea of a whole of a huchel miksasa, huchel kula Shabbos. So the Gemara is now saying, okay, what part of the wall, how big a portion of the wall fell? So the issue we have here is because the Mishnah says two walls fell down. So the two walls fell, what's more, What does two walls falling down do more than only one wall falling down? The Gemara says, "But my askinon, what's the case? Elim la bit eser. If we're talking about, let's just talk about the wall between the either wall, the wall of the chatzer. So let's say the wall of the chatzer only has less up to a 10 amma breach. Well, that's not considered a breach. That's considered an opening. So the Gemara says, right now, going back to all the, to remember stuff from the beginning of the Masechta. He says, Ma'asin Elim la bit eser, Ma'ishna miruach achas, darmina piskahu, mishtei ruchas nami piskahu. If it's, if let's say it falls down on the left side, on the east side, 9 amos, that's considered a Pesach. And if it falls down, another wall on the right side falls down, it's also, it's not 10 amos. There's no place where there's a breach. It's just a Pesach. Right, Rashi says, Elema be'esar, sorry, be'mayas, no, he doesn't have Rashi. Okay, so that's that side. Or you're going to say, maybe you'll say, the Ela be'esam be'esar. So you say the case must be where the wall was breached more than 10 amos. Well, if one wall is breached more than 10 amos, you're ready to destroy it's already considered opening. Well, I need two walls. He says, Ella yeser me aser. Ihachi afid miruch achas nami. Even if it only falls on one side, it also should be aser. I guess according to Rav Yossi and according to Rav Yehuda for the next week. So Amar Rav, Rav says the olam eser. We're talking about where it only fell up to 10 amos. So if it only fell, again, the question was, if it only fell up to 10 amos, who cares? It's only considered a Pesach. If an opening happens on all four sides, there wouldn't be a problem. Why all of a sudden now, that if it's a Pesach on one side, we're okay, but once two sides have a Pesach, it's no good. So Rashi, the Gemara says, Kigon shenifritza v'keren zavis. Now, we've seen this before also, where it broke down on the corners. It broke down on the corners, right? So on the corners, we know that there are no openings on the corners. That's not where people open the wall. Kigon shenifritza v'keren zavis, the piska v'keren zavis, the love of the Inish. People don't make an opening or walkway to go through on the corner. So even though it's less than 10 amos, so it's less than 10 amos combined between the corners, nevertheless, since it's broke down on the corner, you can't say, oh, that's a Pesach, because no one makes a Pesach on the corner. Rashi says the lav orkahiv. That's not the way it's done. Okay. V'chein bayish shenifra mishtei ruchosav. So that was the chatzah that opened into the, Rosh Hashanah, I guess. And the same thing happens if a house has two walls break down into the chatzer. So Gemara says again, Maishna miruach achas. What's the problem? If a house has a wall that breaks down on one side, okay, remember, most of the time in those days, the roofs were flat. So, except for our case in the Mishnah, which we're going to change it. But, so if a wall breaks down, what do we say? One wall breaks down, we say, Pi tikra yorah v'sosim. We say the roof, right, the overhang, we view it, halakhically, as dropping down. The Pi tikra, the edge of the roof drops down. So Maishna Miruach, if one wall breaks down, we say Pi Tikra Yorid Visosim, Shtei Ruchos Nami Lema Pi Tikra Yorid Visosim. So if two walls broke down, say Pi Tikra Yorid Visosim on that one as well. What? I'm not 100% sure, but there are different rules, I think, that apply to each. So Pete Tickers talks about an actual roof. That's an actual roof as opposed to just a wall. The wall. There's also Pete Good Asik, I think, we view it as similar ideas, I guess. Okay, the Gemara says, so Amri Debei Rav Mishmei De Rav. So they want to answer again, Kigon Shenifra B'Keren Zavis V'Keryu Ba'Alachson D'Lekulamein Pete Tickers Yor V'Sosim. So there's a major machlokas Rashi tells us here. Again, we're going to go according to Rashi, just pointing it out. Now we're talking about, again, there the wall of the house broke on the corner. It broke on the corner, and we have an angled roof. So we have this angled roof, right, it says Ba'alachson. And apparently, on the angled roof, you don't say P'tikra Yorub Asosim. Rashi says, Amri Be'rav, Hanami Mekaren Zavis. He says, Kegon Shekirya Ba'alachson B'Shifua. It's not a flat roof. It's an angled roof down. Kegon Gagin Sholanu, like our roofs, like Rashi says. Deleka Peh. I know. Dehainu Kein Arzila Darminu Ba'atsupasin. It seems to be, look at the picture, it's just that it's an angled roof. And on the angled roof, you can't say P Tikra Yorub Asosim. Only can be a flat roof. So therefore, they don't say, again, it's on the corner. And therefore, I can't say P Tikra Yorub Asosim. I guess. So therefore again, if it breaks down on either side less than 10 amos, I have no problem. It's just considered an opening. Here, it's on the corners. So it's on the corners. People don't make an opening on the corners. I, Pitikra Yorvisosim. No, it's a certain type of roof that doesn't allow for the concept of Pitikra Yorvisosim. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel goes back and says, wait a second. I'm going to change everything and say that we're talking about when the chatzer or the bias that they break down, it's afilu b'yeser me'eser. Even if there's a breach of more than 10 amos. So ihach, if it's more than a 10 amos breach on either side, so then miruch achas nami. So then why do I need, by the chatzer case, again, if you're talking about a larger than 10 amos opening, so why does the Mishnah say that by the chatzer it becomes no good if two walls break down? Even if one wall breaks down, that should be enough. That's enough to ruin and make it an opening. So Gemara says, no, Mishum bias. He says, you're right, in the Chanan, by the Chatzer, one wall breaking down 10 Amos would be okay. But we for consistency's sake in the Mishnah, because the case of the bias requires a case of two walls, we'll say two walls in the Chatzer case. The Gemara says, okay, we'll bias go for Tikshay. So the bias itself will ask, why is it different if it's one wall or two walls? Right? Mashna Meruch Achas. Darmina Pitikra Yorvisosim, Mishdei Ruchos Nami Pitikra Yorvisosim. Okay, what you just said is that we're talking about a case where the wall broke down more than 10 amos. So if the wall broke down more than 10 amos, what's the difference if one wall breaks down and two walls break down? Even one wall breaking down is considered an opening. So you're Einach Nami in the Chatzer, one wall breaking down is considered an opening. I say two walls because of the case of the bias. The Gemara says, why in the bias do you need it to be a case of two walls? If you say Pitikra Yorvisosim, say Pitikra Yorvisosim on two sides, as you say it on one side. What's the difference? Vesu, and even more so, how are you saying the concept of Pitikra Yorvisosim according to Shmuel, right? Vesu, me isle the Shmuel Pitikra Yorvisosim. Shmuel is even the whole of the concept of Pitikra Yorvisosim. By Itmar, we've stated, Achsadra, so you have this like pavilion that's open in the Rishus Harabim, it's on pillars, right? Bibika, it's in the Bibika. Rav Amar Mutl Taltal Bakula, Rav says you can carry in the entire pavilion, because he views the walls as dropping down. Ushmul Amar Ematalim by El Abramos. He says you don't carry four Amos in there because you're in the Carmelis. So he holds, you don't even hold Pitikra Yorvisosim. So this whole thing doesn't make any sense to Shmuel. If you have the breach of 10 Amos, you can't say Pitikra Yorvisosim. One side, two sides, he doesn't even have the concept. So he wants to know, Alokasha. That second thing is not a question. He less lay be'arba aval sholosh islay. Shmuel only holds that you don't say Pitikra Yorvisosim if you have to drop all four walls, like in the Atzadra and the Shasarabim. But you only have to drop three walls, two walls, one wall, he'll say Pitikra Yorvisosim. Okay, fine. So we understand Shmuel now, they'll say Pitikra Yorvisosim. But the Kati, still, mikom makom kasha. We still have the original kasha. Once we say that the bias is open on one side, we say Pitikra Yorvisosim, so say Pitikra Yorvisosim on the second side also. Why does two, all of a sudden, one side, it's okay. Two sides, it's not. What's the difference? So we say again, Kid the Amri Rav Mishmei Derav, and this is all in the Shmuel Shita, Kid the Amri Be Rav Mishmei Derav, like we said, Kid Gon Shinifras Mekaren Zavis, again, the cases where it broke down on the corners, Be Alachson, on an angle, Hachanami, Kid Gon Shinifras Mekaren Zavis, Kiryov Be Arba'a. So I wasn't exactly sure what this meant. I'm looking at the picture. So I think what it means is that when the wall broke down on the corner, it also not only did it just break down on the corner, it also broke down deeper into the house. So basically what you have, in order to close everything off, it's more jagged. Rashi's picture is sort of like that. It becomes more jagged, but in order to drop walls, you kind of have to drop four walls now. Because you have to drop, it's like this, and like this. So you have four right angles. I don't know if the picture in art school has it. So you have four right angles. And if you have these four right angles, so then you'd have to drop four places, right? You have to drop down four walls. And what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says he doesn't hold a Pitikra Yorvisosim by four walls. He only said you hold it by three walls. So then that would fit into to Shmuel. Again, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. I'm not sure if the way I'm explaining it is like either of them, but that's just the way I interpreted the picture. That you're talking about these four right angles, so you would have to drop down now four walls to close everything off. Because if I just drop down the two big partitions, I still have these small openings. I still have these small openings elsewhere, and we're on the corner. Now the corner is considered a Pesach, so you have to close it up. So you have to drop down four walls, and Shmuel doesn't hold a Pitikra Yorvisosim on four walls. Okay. So the Gemara says, so why doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? Why didn't Shmuel just say that the case of Rav? Rav's case was where it broke on the corner, and you have a slanted roof. And the rule is, you don't say Pitikra Yorvisosim on a slanted roof. So Shmuel lo amar karav, because alach zon lo katani. Because it doesn't talk about, it doesn't say we're talking about a slanted roof. Right? The idea is, I guess, all the roofs in those times were flat. They weren't talking about a slanted roof. Well, Tosfos points out, well, it doesn't, so it doesn't say we're talking about four breaches, you know, that it fell in down almost also. Like, Shmuel's, it's not like Shmuel's explanation is explicit in the Mishnah either. Okay. So Shmuel lo amar ki Rav, lo tzolom v'tani. V'Rav lo amar ki Shmuel, Rav says, doesn't say like Shmuel, im kain, havelei aksadjah. V'la v'tamei, da amar aksadjah mutatat v'kulo. Because Shmuel's interpretation said that the reason why Shmuel said it's no good is because you're dropping four walls. Well, Rav says, okay, I can drop four walls. The same thing as the Echsadra in the Bika, where I drop four walls. I drop four walls in this case also. So if I had a case where it broke jagged like that, and I have four right angles, I need to drop four walls, Rav would have no problem. Therefore, he can't interpret it that way. The Itmar, because we have a Brisa that says, Echsadra b'Bika. Again, you have this like sort of pavilion, chuppah type structure that's in the Bika. It has no walls. Rav Amr Mut L'Tatla B'Sofa, L'Tatla B'Kula, you can carry underneath it the entire thing. Shmuel Amr Eim Talam B'Alav Ramos, you only carry four Ramos. Rav Amr Talam B'Kula, Demir Pitek Ryo B'Sosim. We can say Pitek Ryo even by four Mechitzos. Shmuel Amr Eim Talam B'Alav Ramos, you're stuck, you only have four Ramos because Lo Amrina Pitek Ryo B'Sosim. We don't say Pitek Ryo B'Sosim, I guess when it comes down to four walls. The Gemara says, well, we have two ways of interpreting this Machlokas. B'Eser, I guess, if the opening, right, in this Achsadra, if this opening is up to 10 amos, right, the opening, so that it's not so wide, it's only 9 amos wide, each opening, so then, kuli amo lo plihi, and everyone agrees that we say, pitikri over sosim, Shmuel would agree that you can drop the walls if they're not, even on all four sides, if the openings are less than 10 amos. Ki plihi, where's the machlokas? Yeser me yeser. The machlokas would be if these openings are more than 10 amos. There, Rav would still hold that you drop all four sides. Shmuel says, you may not drop the four sides. The Igad Amri, and there are those who say the machlokas are this way. No. Be yeser, kuli amo lo plihi. When it's more than 10 amos, no one argues, everyone agrees that we don't say pitikri or resosim. If it's two more. Again, it's the complete opposite of what we just did, right? The Igad Amri would say, if they're 10 amos wide, the openings in the Echsadra, then even Rav would agree we do not drop the walls. Ki plihi, where they argue, is be'eser, up to 10 amos. There, Rav would continue to say that, there, if it's... Shmuel would continue to say we don't say particularly over so same, and there Rav would say that this case, because it's not so wide, we're going to drop the walls. So Gemara says, V'hada Am Rav Yehuda, and the following case that Rav Yehuda says, Korah Arba Matir B'Churba, V'Rav Nachman Amar Rav Maravua, Korah Arba Matir B'Mayim, money. So we have these two cases, we want to know who, can they follow the first way we interpret the focus of Rav Shmuel, or the second way we interpret Rav Shmuel. So the first case is you have this beam in the churba. So we saw this before also. So we have this beam in the churba. The beam on top is at least four tefachim wide. Rav, so they said, who was this again? Rav Yehuda said that you can drop, halachically, you can drop the two sides of the beam down, and a person can carry underneath those four tefachim. Now you had the other case, Rav Nachman said, again, you had the cistern in between two chatzeros, so you had the problem now of drawing the water. He says you can lay this beam, as long as the beam is four tefachim wide, you can lay this beam across the top of the cistern, and now it's confused as a separation. We're dropping the walls to go down. So who says we can drop these walls? So lahach lishna diamart be'eser lo pliki. According to the one who says that up to 10, that they don't argue. They all agree that you can drop the walls if it's up to 10. Then, So these cases would be a case, you can establish these cases where they're not 10 amos wide, and therefore it can apply a divrei kol would hold that. But, and therefore even Shmuel would agree. But lahach lishna d'amart, be'eser pligi, that they even argue with a smaller breach, that even if it's less than four, the 10 amos wide, Shmuel would still say that you can't drop the walls. So too, because he never holds pitikri over sosim, so then here, it would have to be kirav. So then these two cases would have to go according to Rav, because he would, in the second way we interpret the Mishnah, pitikri over sosim, Shmuel never holds pitikri over sosim. So to establish anything over here of saying that the beams drop down, or the plank of the wood drops down over the water, that can only be according to Rav, because Shmuel would not allow pitikra yorid v'sosim. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by Lema. Okay, have a good day.